Random House Audio presents Bounce, The Art of Turning Tough Times into Triumph by Keith McFarland. This is Rob Shapiro. For the Troops. Preface. Nelson Mandela once told an interviewer that if it weren't for the time he spent in prison, he might never have developed the strength later necessary to lead his nation out of apartheid. He was pointing to a frequently overlooked but universal truth. It's often during life's most difficult times that we discover our most critical hidden strengths and that we forge our most important capabilities. Fortunately, you don't have to spend 27 years in prison to experience the formative power of adversity. Life is full of challenges, large and small, each an invitation to retire old ways of thinking and to stretch toward new and better solutions. Successful people harness the power of adversity, much like sailors harness the force of a threatening wind, trimming their sails and leaning in hard. The same is true for organizations. I spent the past 7 years studying the performance of more than 7,000 leading growth companies. The top performers had one interesting thing in common. Each went through a period of pronounced difficulty, often serious enough to threaten the firm's very existence. Great companies, I discovered, arise not from the absence of difficulty, but rather from its vortex. How a company responds to these defining moments may be a better predictor of organizational strength and resilience than markets penetrated or competitors bested. As their organizations enter tough times, the best leaders are careful not to focus solely on survival. Instead, they guide their firms to ask the fundamental questions, to face facts that might have gone overlooked in more prosperous times, and to identify and integrate the new knowledge and insights that